So, there are two parts of what I'm going to say. Part three today, and then probably the next 2 days. A whole one more mice over here. Which, believe it or not, we haven't yet started the Surya and Gritsya area. It goes like this. Rashi over here, if you didn't ask over Kona, dropped the bomb. Terms of the Chayyu, Rashi said that you can't be Chayyu, and you want to be famous for somebody else, for the moment, that's only when you're not Ashley. What's your Rashi is? Lekona, the Achashawai also, Isa, Isha, Shliach, it was a Lin, Mark Rashi, and Shas, where Rashi said that you make the guy Shliach, it's not Chayyu, Chayyu. Since the 6 years of Bama Chayyim, we explained last week why the Bama Chayyim is a lot of co-communion of the Eskirk is made of. So let me fix that. I'm going to put that on the slide for a minute, okay? There's another whole section over here. There's really two parts to the Sugya of, there's really three parts to the Sugya of Chayyim Chayyim. One part is, what's the gather, why should the 6 years of Bama? The second related topic is, but this is a gate and that C and Shivas are identical. That's another whole piece. We're going to speak about today, tomorrow, Tuesday, Mr. Shem, as we continue down the page, the main choices that we're going to talk about in the coming days is Tejer Masa Omer, Yerkham, and Gershav, and Bear, and the Chikas of Tejer, which are Rabban, and Baran, little claim to the which is now the heart of all the blots in Tafkas, and I'm exaggerating. The choice over here is a different Gashan Rashi. Rashi says over here that the Shilach takes you to Mahal Hakokar. Rick Tays over here and Tibi Maskul Tays of Achoy Bakush Kavachem, Akashi from a Furshi Gmor and Suez Apedal. I'm a Furshi Gmor Mamish. By the way, Gmor is explosive. The name of Achoshi was owed the money by somebody. And the person died, the labor died. And the name of Achoshi sent a Shliach. He sent a Shliach to go ahead and be typhus. The ship, the arbor that the late father, the late label left over. And the more with this, that's what I want to say. That's a Pershing Mara, by the way. It's a Pershing Mara. That the problem of Tosha Chomer, which is called Lachem, people they made a guy say, Pershing Mara. It was an explicit story. You have a whole thing to say, right? Can you print that on the more there? If you can. You can't get better than that. So it's a point blank Gemara against him. As if it is a kasha. Is this a fellow also in Rashi? What's Rashi doing with such a Gemara? It's a Furshi Gemara. So the Nesidus in Simchot Beis of Kohen Beis, this is a massive Shtickle Torah, which has many, many parts to it. I don't think we're able to finish it today. And you see the Simcoe face of Kohen Beis, it's a massive Shtickle Torah. And he says, believe it or not, all the pictures, because all the problem and probably problem that I'm going to say now. But in his Torah that he says, the Mesalevi says, he's going to give us the Nam Gimel. And there's a massive Shtickle problem. One that was printed out in one of the Sifrezi Koran and Saviyad that they printed. Avshach says it's an Abiyaji, but we'll go with the Nesivus, who was a classic Kohen Beis. He was also 200 years before them, 150 years before them. Let's talk about what he said. He sees this as a massive Shtickle Torah, the one of the Magdim, Kamba, he said, he's new thing to the other. He sees this as like this page, you know, that the Shatta that he sees the Seth was accepted by all the Gedal of Shishimas, of the three of the Gedal, and the Haiti Gedal, that was accepted. This was the Shah and Rashi. Sounds like this. We have to be Magdim, another question. That's what the Tezis of Tal over here. Why Tezis of Tal? Because Tezis should have asked a much better Kasha that the Shah and Rashi asked for the Ezis of today. That's him. If you're looking to bring a raya against Rashi, you don't have to go Mimrecha Gyovi Lachma all the way to Suvastav Pedalev. It's a first raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara asks a point blank raya. Although the Gemara Yos says, on the Testament days, Gemara has a discussion about Gitzel of Mechana Chaber, right? So Gemara brings a raya from where? From the Mishnah, correct? I think what's the Gemara say? Machlekes of Blazer, the Machlekes by Peya, they argue about Ani Lani. And where's the Gemara bring a raya from? The case was talking about where he picked it up originally for the guy, and then he wants to take it for himself, correct? So what's the case over there? And he says, it's a rider, and we have to say, oh, like, what's the case over there? He said, Tanali, Mirav Shleach. Factors in the Joran, how could Rashi get up and say that Shleach was taking the problem of Chablachayim? And the Mubarak says, Mufurish, that the problem of him, like, being a Tzilach of Eroi, like, Kanach of Eroi, was said, even in the case of the guy's a Shleach. Tanali, the case of the guy said, and if Nachman wanted to bring a Raya from there, then I'm being a Tzilach of Eroi, like, Kanach of Eroi, in the case of the Mishnah, correct? Want to the time, they argue on whether we say you the boy is healthy. You want to be right, and the mission state that you're not credited for the guy. Effectively, Shabbat, I don't understand. It's before Shemara. The Gemara says before, it's the case of Rabbi Yosef Leil, the Kanach HaMeri, which the Gemara says because of Chabal HaHeri. What's the case where the guy says, no, you get it. That's a story. It's a tell also, first of all, what's Rashi going to do with that? It's before Shemara. The Gemara says, Tanali, he said, give it to me. And B, what's even more strange is, why didn't I say that to me? Why didn't Tosis ask him that case? And like, he has to go all the way to Beit Dal on a base in Suez to ask him a case in the Yerba Hoshi. It's a nice kasha, by the way. But the same exact kasha you have over here. The Gemara over here says that a Gemara Tzila Chavera, like Kana Chavera, is why? Because it's Chav Lacher. And the Gemara would arrive from Amishna, correct? And the case was told me, but the guy said, give it to me. So what's going on with him? So then you see this whole business. And then you see this brings down Tosis in the Ayin Alvon base. The insight that I'm going to say over the place of the base is in the Mukiyesef by us and Nafi Beis, which the Nesivis didn't have the Chidush Aran that we have. We're going to learn in the coming days the Chidush Aran and Nafi Beis, who says this insight. But it's a Tosis of Ayin Alpha base, slowly. And it's a Ran, Chidush Aran, Nafi Beis. We're going to learn the Chidush Aran inside. We'll start tomorrow probably and then do the Mishnah. What happened over there? The Tosis of the day dropped a bomb that doesn't say anywhere in Shas. Well, then I said, the story was like this. Reuven was owed money. I'm not going to all the details now. The place in my office is the following. Reuven was owed money from a guy. Involved with this over there, but it's not important now. So Reuven sent a shliach to go get the money from the guy. Okay? Reuven sent a shliach to go get the money from the guy. By the way, over there, the guy is willing to pay. There's no chavlachem story there. You guys want to do that? He owes the money, he has a debt. Reuven sent the shliach to go be safe and the money from the guy. So Tosis says, can't do it. Why not? And you should just lock him. Very nice. Turns out after ways, we'll see you inside together, maybe. That's such a startling idea. If you have a school, which line on? And I'll have a very different mask with Bishlam. Huh? The Eishlam is a field of Shiuch of this girl's a very good idea. Hocher ain't come along to know Nafi is actually so a very. Didn't he? The more you know, you must be more easy for your whole this girl's like a very. Hash to me, Shah Nafi ain't a mafkiran elbow this girl's more easy for all my days there. A labor ain't. In some case, there was a middleman was a labor and he's taking from the guy for the Israel. Ain't like cut off this case, you can't be zeichen from the goy for the malta. Shemkein ha'ili yisrael ha'mekabel shluchoy shol nafri this case with the malisa shay yisrael. Ain't shluchos ha'nafri. Okay, mezimah. The middle yid can't be zeichen from the goy shemani ha'mekabel the money from the goy. Why? Because he ain't shluchos ha'nafri. What's the obvious question? Ain't shluchos ha'nafri. Shemana shluchos ha'nafri. I'm shluchos I'm not sure for the guy I'm collecting for. This place has shook the entire world. This place says if the guy will be mafkir, which we'll talk about soon, then that's okay. You know what I'm saying? As I stay in Tosis. Stay in Tosis that the Reuven sends Shimon to collect the loan from Goy, from the Goy, a Chayv. You can't collect because you're not a shliach of the guy. You can't be a shliach of the guy. You're a shliach of the guy. In fact, the country is a shliach of the guy. I'm a shliach of the guy. What are you talking about? I'm a shliach of the guy. You're a shliach of the guy. See, in this place is a site which called up his angels. The problem is it's not a shliach of the guy. It's a shliach of the guy. It's a shliach of the guy. It's a shliach of the guy. From there, you have to go to all up his angels from the place and then you see this and we're both there and Basil Baby and everybody. Stay. Stay in this place is the so-called Shluchai Shabbal HaMamim. The terminology of being a Shliach of Baal HaMamim It's not a terminology that's an afferential terminology. The Chiddush HaRan that we're going to see uses the lashon that it's not enough to be a shliach of the mishalech. You have to be a shliach of the Baal Mamon. You guys know? You have to be a shliach of the Baal Mamon. You have it. What? Where is your this one? There. Have you got this one?
Don't think so.
Okay, that'd be what I think about.
Last week?
I'm sure, I'm not sure that I slowed down this. I'm 20 years behind this. I was trying to say much as I think much more this month, so I don't know if I don't trust people. I had a referral in there for Yeah. Yeah, I said, Duran calls it Shluchat Valmon, Beer Hadron, those are the facts. Shluchat Valmon means a new radical shot, which is that if you make a Shliach to Poyol and somebody else's mom, you have to have the scum of the Valmon. You have to be a shliach of this. Remember? Because you can't employ a chalais in somebody else's mamon without you being not only a shliach of mishalech, you have to be a shliach of the baal mamon. Shlucho is a baal mamon. I mean, I never heard this before. It's a first thesis. That's when I send the guy to go ahead and grab the chai from the guy, it has to be a shluch of baal mamon. Everything's
all right.
Yeah, shluch of kamaisa baal. I don't know whether it's kamaisa mamish because I'm not poiling for him, but you have to be a shliach of his to be able to poil in his mamon. It's difficult to show you how to understand it, by the way. We'll get a little bit deeper in a minute. The Bachbar in Gittin, I think it's in Mechav Gimbal. I didn't see it inside now, but I think the Bachbar in Bekushmul, similar to Gimbal, from my memory serves me correct. He over there says that it's Kimat like Exeris Akosov, that the parasha of Shlichus wasn't said to allow you to operate on somebody else's moment. You're partly in somebody else's moment. You don't have the right. Who are you, Bachal? You don't have the right to go report on somebody else's money. You're an outsider. Unless the Baal moment makes you a shtef to do this pool or not. First of all, the Ran calls the Shulchan of Almon. We're going to see a major expansion as we get to the Shulchan. Adkan. So I feel we have to digest this whole thing. Continues the Ran, continues the Nesivis, says the Nesivis, now that we have this Yisoyed, which the Mugyesi brings down, that the Tazim brings down, that you have to be a Shulchan of Almon, goes all we know. Mainly it says, first of all, have a terrorist on the Chiddush HaRan's Kasha, for everything solving. Although it was the kasha, the Gemara said that I'm really tzilah chaver like kana chaver. Why? That's before the Gemara on top, right? Remember the Gemara said, "I'm really tzilah kana chaver." My time tells the chum of shalom. That's the Gemara. There's not much information in this Gemara. That's the Gemara that's yours. In fact, you see, in fact, the Chiddush HaRan on Rashi, you said that Rashi has no problem. The case of the Mishnah was tanoli, and the Gemara had said that there's a problem coming. Because what happened? I think I said tanoli. So here we saw Rashi Kudar number one. It says that it's this. You're right. He's talking about a case of a shliach. He's not a shliach. Why is he not a shliach? Because you're not a shliach of the Baal Mamon. Slowly. I said, I can get it. I pointed to like nobody's here doesn't make a difference. They started to share with two guys, so the up till two I can get full shit. Okay? Less than that, I don't have a meal. Up till two, yeah? You just be Eisner and Herschel? That's fine. Carefully. So, okay, we can see this that it wasn't sure of the mission. What was the kasha? The guy said, Tanoli. Right? The guy said, I'm a shlech. So, okay, we can see this, not a shlech. You're not a shlech. She doesn't want help over here because you're not a shlech because it's a Baal Mamon to be seen slowly. The Baal is a Baal Mamon. So, there's no problem. You can't make your shlech on that guy. You're coming to operate in somebody else's Mamon. You can't operate if you didn't shlechus. So, you want to shlechus to take care of the problem of Chav Lachem? It can't take care of it. Because you can't be like, there's a new problem hiding behind the sukkah. He says, by the way, this shtekot Torah to answer Rashi from the Gemara, everybody says, from the Nesivos down to the Bochon. Everybody says this massive shtekot Torah. That the answer to Rashi, why in our Mishnah don't you have the eights of shlichus? Because there's a Metziah, slowly, everything slowly, and this, you can't be a shlich. So you don't have the eights of a shlich, because you can't become a shlich. I can't appoint you to become a shlich as well as a mommy.
But any Metziah.
We'll talk about it slowly. Any Metziah. You can't make shlichus don't work. You'll ask me a question, so what? Yeah, well, balls in. I'm sold everything, so. Shlichus can't work. That's the quote number one. You can't make shlichus because if shlichus takes care of the problem of chaval acherim, well, here you can't be a shlich because of an outside problem, you're not sure the problem.
So,
what
do
you think? So, fact, you see this. I placed enough, I now have a basis in first that the guy would have been after the money. He would have allowed the world to take it. So then what? It wouldn't be a problem because the world is no Baal Mamon anymore, so then I can operate on it and I can make myself a shtech. So we have Nisibis, the famous Nisibis Ushitasa. Nisibis sends us over to Rav Shalom Chayes, with the famous Nisibis of Rav Shalom Chayes, said that he is not after. Spoke already many times over the years. The sheet of the Nisibis is that he is, everybody's allowed to take it. Albeit everybody's allowed to take it. Yeah, you're allowed to take it because it's Miyayish. And Miyayish means that it takes off the ma'akib that it blocks other people from taking it. But the Bible still remains. That's the fun, the famous Nisibis. The Nisibis, by the way, over here in Kufayes, in front of Bays, shipped over. He sent over to the end of the Nisibis, which he tells us. By the way, when I make it the drama of Akashi with the terrorists, he says, and it's here, not Hefker. That's what he says, that Akabucha, I am what I wrote over there, raised out of Bays, yeah? So Hefker with his Obaidim. So Hefker with his Obaidim. So then you can make a Shliach to go ahead and be Zayach and Hefker, because you don't need the Shliach with the Obaidim. One second. Where, albeit it's true to you, you have a right to take it, by the way. You have a right to take it, okay? You have a right to take it, but Lamaisa, since the Nisibis told us, assuming Reish Hamad Beis, that years doesn't mean that a Sefer still has a Bailam, it didn't leave the Rechusa of Bailam until the guy who picks it up takes it for himself. But Melam Bamitsia is still a Bailam, and you can't pile on somebody else's Rechus without becoming a Shleach of theirs. As I state in the Nisibis, to answer Rashi, why Hamagliya Mitzil of Avera, Kanaf Avera, or Shleach, whatever, and more than Shleach, and Shleach won't help him if he didn't have a Shleach. I agree, not a Shleach, I'm allowed to take it. The answer is, that's only behalf of it, there's a pocket in the Bibles. So then there's no Bibles, and then you can operate as somebody else's Rishos. But when you see a God, they have the right to take it, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, it's somebody else's Rishos, and you can't operate without being a Shleach of the Baal Amon, so Shleach doesn't work in a case of it. That's shtickle number one. That you see this answer, why it's not shared from the Gemara? Why it's not shared the territory of the Bush Iran? Everything's sold. So first of all, this part of the Nesibis, I'll stop over here, and I'll say that the Nesibis said a terrorist and said, you should know, that Shlis was one help in the case of Rambir, Tzila, Tavera, Kamer, Tavera, because it's Ram, Rishut, and Baal Momin. First of all, itself, that itself needs to be examined. It's true it's not Hefker. It's true it's not Hefker. It's true that it all belongs to somebody. But Haloi, even though it belongs to somebody, but it's a Zach that I'm allowed to take, I'll explain what I mean. I could understand that the reason why you need Shulchan Aruch, by the way, this Shulchan Aruch moment thing is a svara of the Rishonim. They bring rias to such a thing. We'll see the Ram brings rias to such a phenomenon. But it's not a pasuk, it's not a gemara, it's not a drasha. What's together is I could have heard, I could hear, and I'm worried much of what exactly is a shot. I could hear the Torah didn't give you rights to operate in other people's money. That the Pshat is a limitation of the Parasha of Shlichus. The Torah gave a Parasha of Shlichus. The Torah didn't give, I'll be more of a fired in a few minutes, but we'll talk more generically. The Torah didn't give you a right to part with somebody else's money. You can send people to go, okay. So then I could hear, it's either nice and somebody else's money, you can't pay somebody else's money, it's a limitation of Parasha of Shlichus. What I would have thought makes more sense is that the story of Shlomo Mamad is not stamped and called a generic terrorist. The cost of the Shlichus wasn't given. The Pshat is that when you have somebody else as Mamadis, that you don't have the right to operate in their Mamadis. So in order to go send the Shlichus to operate in their Mamadis, you need their, I'm going to say something aggravating, their agreement / Shlichus. I saw a Shmuel ask and Gittin, whether the guy needs to be a Shlich of the guy, does the guy agree? It's just not the stuff over here. He has to be a Shlich of the Baal Mamad. Adkid Yekat, the basis says in the Bayan Alam, the Shlichus Lakum. What happens if Akum agreed? He said, you can buy them. I'm thinking, wait, take a shot. The dinner shulchan aruch moment requires not just that, yeah, the guy should agree. The case of Ayin Alpha is, with Akum agreed for my shalom? No, I need to be a shliach. It's not enough that I'm the shliach of the shalom. I have to be the shliach of the Akum also. I have to be the shliach of the guy in the moment. It's not to be believed. But anyway, I could have learned that that's because there's a, you're coming to operate in somebody else's faith is that you need his agreement. I mean, see, I don't need his agreement, but I mean, see, I can take it. Okay? It's a huge difference because I can hear that in a place where I need his haknah to go ahead and make a mind, so then for some reason I need his shlichus. But in the case where I have a chal, I need his permission at all, he's not a player in the kingdom. He's not a player over here, chal. I can see the word is a yish, means that everyone's allowed to take it. It's possible to submit a mall, I need his das to make a shlich, that I should operate only in mikrechay also. Of a, it's fascinating. You see this as half-grade, you should do this as half-grade, it's part of the Bible, there's no Bible, then you can operate. And you could appoint a Shlech
we'll call it a one-sided appointment of a staff, and so there goes an operator going this pilot, even though it's here, even though it's here, can't avoid, that kind of, so, everything's solved. So that's what the Nesivus comes along and says, first of all, I have a teretz on the kasha of Shlichus HaShachar Lacher. Why is it not by Messiah? Because by Messiah there's another problem called Shulchan Balamon, you can't appoint a staff to operate somebody else's ach. That means, actually, when I say something about this, it's just to make it clear. That means every time somebody gives me a matana, and I want to go make a guy a shlech to go pick it up, he has to be a shlech, or then I send a matana. That's what it means. Every time a guy gives me a matana, I send a shlech to go pick it up, he has to be a shlech, or then I send a matana. That's what it means, effectively, okay? That's what it means. So I want to stop here, even if I wouldn't go further. I want to stop here. Start understanding something. The Nesivus is saying, and all Rabbi is saying in the sentence, David Darius, this is the accepted shot of Rashi. So I want to talk about something which is mamish essential to the whole message, but I don't see it. You're telling me, we'll talk about Messiah, we'll come back to Chayyid in a second. So Rashi held that Shlichus takes care of the problem of Chalakim. Shlichus takes care of the problem of Chalakim, slowly. Shlichus takes care of the Bible Chalakim. I said, why does it take care of Shalakim? Because in Mitzia, there's a battle, man. You can't be, and you can't make a Shlichus. That's a book. So even though he said, Tanoli, he can't become a Shlichus because it's not a Shlichus Bible Mom. So that means the Kasha. So why do you have to come on to the Shalakim? I'm just deeper right now. How good is the other like one of her, yeah? What's he going to say? Why not? It's Halakim. Factor what do you call factor around, but the mission is still in the case of Tanali, where you work Shliach. But there it is. By Mitzvah, you can't become a Shliach. You can't become a Shliach. Why? Because that's what the Baal Momin. So what are you talking about Halakim for? I can't become a Shliach. I'm a Monshach. It's not sure from the case of the mission or Mitzvah, or whatever kind of way, why not? Because even though it's a Shliach, but you can't become a Shliach on Mitzvah. That's what some shit is all. So then you can never go ahead and, so you can't become a shliach, so the story's over. So I have to go on to Halakim, okay, well, you can't become a shliach. What's the answer to that? I don't understand the series, I don't understand the Shach, I don't understand the Rabbi Chaman, I don't understand anybody. Basically, what's the answer? The same shot that the reason why it's not shliach is Lusha Ranz Kasher is because the case of Tanali is Mavetzi and Mavetzi, you can't become a shliach of Balamon, which is we're going to call it a new problem, hanging in the background. Let me talk about it. So I have to go on to Halakim for a stop, you can't become a shliach. What's the answer? The answer is, Chalakim takes care of a new problem. Shlich, you can't be. You're scared. The answer is, Lafko Kamini Aliyahs. Kirby's made a low. When you're Chalakim, forgive him. Say it, it wasn't Chalakim. Why do you have a problem with the Balmon? Shaykh Nehem, Forish, the Tzchir doesn't have a problem with the Balmon. Things are getting much more complicated now. I can't say this to the Torah. The Shechir Shechir is a Nazi, so I didn't answer the Kashi either there's a problem with the Torah or not. I was saying to us that state in this Nesivus, by the way, Nesivus speaks this out in a backhand. That by Shechir there's no problem, it doesn't not matter about this. And Nesivus speaks this out in a backhand that by Shechir there's no problem with the Torah or not. I'm going forward. Vosh Tehinem, here we get to the next conclusion. Stating them that the Yisrael Shulchan Baal Momen is not some arbitrary Zach, you can't operate other people's Zach. If you can't operate other people's Zach, I don't see a problem between Skin and Shulchan. The Yisrael Shulchan Baal Momen is that Reuven can't give Shimon and Kerechus to go operate. It's a din of the Mesivus Kerechus. In the Mesivus Kerechus of Aminu Shulchan that Reuven gives Shimon and Kerechus to go operate in Levi's moment, you don't have the right to. You're not Shulchan Baal Momen because I can't appoint you to go ahead and operate. I can't give you my Kerechus to go operate. Whatever I say, that's how I say it, that I'm handling shlichus. But Tzchir, according to Rashi at least, is not mamash shlichus. Tzchir is that I'm using my egen kerchus. Nobody gave me the kerchus. This is more like a zach. When I'm using my own kerchus, I can go operate in somebody else's zach. Because that's the service skills. Here is I use out my eigene kirkus. I go ahead and make a kinyan, and then whatever I do is miyuchas to whoever I want to do it for. I can channel it to whoever I want. But I'm using my kirkus. It wasn't given over to me. I could go be poiled in somebody else's house. By the way, I want to lessen the pain of what I'm saying by saying something very simple. The Malva himself could go take from the labor. How could he go take from the labor? How could you operate? There's a narishkeit, right? About the shulchan baal moment, doesn't mean I can't go operate on somebody else's ach. We'll talk about chayiv soon. And by metzia, yeah? By metzia, how do you ever pick up a metzia? And you're not baal tetz, it's a pashan shlich. So it's not in the ability to be kind. I can't give over the rights to somebody else to go poil on somebody else's moment is without the guy. I can't appoint a shliach on somebody else. I can't appoint a shliach on somebody else's ach without that person agreeing to the appointment. I can go take an outsider and make him a baal dover. Das kenach nicht. But if I'm not appointing him, the guy's operating with his eigene kirkus, he could do it. He's not a baal moment. As I said, there it is. Let's go back. So I only said here for Vart. Now we're starting. We have such a sorrow in the giving over the kirkus of shlichus. No, because if it's stam and mir in the parasha, so the bell sphere is learned out from the parasha shlichus also at the end of the day, so it's very hard to go back and ask for it. That's what I'm saying. So now let's go back. I didn't say yet the terror that the Nesivah said. Let's go not a step by step. Step by step. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, HaTorah of Achoy Mokish Chav L'Acherim L'Ekana. Rashi, may after the law of Shem, in Rashi, the purpose of Achim, Mokim, Shechav, Achim, Shechav works. Shrek the Helegri Aran, I'm still on the Ran. Shrek the Helegri Solusha Aran. So then why? By Mitzia, does the Shechav not work? Take Echav, Achim. Shrek the Helegri Aran, because you can't become a Shechav. Shrek the Helegri Aran, because you can't become a Shechav, because you're not the Mishul of Baal Moment. Zok the Nesivis, Rashi never said his word that it works by Metzia, because Metzia is not the Baal Moment. Rashi never said, where did Rashi say his word? Where did Rashi say Shlichus takes care of Baal Moment? Where did Rashi say that Shlichus takes care of Baal Moment? Why is the Chayyid better? I is a Baal Moment. Why is Chayyid better? Now we begin. So why is Chayyid better? Why is Chayyid better? Why by Chayyid the Shlichus Yael? I am not the Baal Moment. So the Nesivah is because my friend is a shibur. I have a shibur on the guy owes me money. And if all the guys are shibur to me, so if all these are shibur to me, he's not called a baal moment anymore.
Why don't you
have shikhet baal moment?
Why don't you
have shikhet baal moment?
Why are you
reasoning
it
to you? I don't know, but I'm called typhus. What?
I am
typhus,
he's not giving
it to you. So typhus is a baal moment. So I can't even see this because over there you're called the Baal Moment because I have a Shiba and I use Mechasim. The Baal have a Shiba and I use Mechasim, so there's no Chisar that I need the right to the Baal Moment. So I can't even see this. That was Shiba's Rashi. Hold on. So I can't even see this. That was Shiba's Rashi. Rashi says that what? The Shlichus takes care of the Baal Moment. The Shlichus takes care of the Baal Moment. In fact, they have a conclusion around the Kenton before the Gemara. The Gemara says a little bit of math. That I can read it to the Baal Moment. I can read it to the Baal Moment. Rashi's and the Gemara is a move for the shit, doesn't help. So like we're gonna see this, and Rav Chanan, and Rav Shan, and Rav Ahmer, and everybody else, that what? That by the Tzia you can't make your hands with yourself, because there's another problem hanging in the background called Shubha Baal Moment. I'm the Tzia is not is Hefker, but Tzia is not Hefker. That's the Tzia is not Hefker, it's our ways. Well, yeah? So when did Rashi just give us all by five? How could Shlichus help over there? How could Shlichus help over there? By the way, why does Shlichus help by Chayyub? Because Shlichus doesn't have the problem with Chav Lachem. Because Chav Lachem is the Yos Kirchus Me'elov. You don't have the Egan of Kirchus, but Shlichus is using his Kirchus. That I could do. I went with Baal Moment. So I'm going to see this, but Rashi said his din that Shlichus works is only set up by Chayyub, because over there, I'm called a Baal Moment because I have Shibud Amad. And that's enough that I don't need his rights to operate a thing, because I have rights to take it inside of Din Shibud. You all have the rights to take it inside of Din Shibud. There's no concern about Baal Moment. That's possible. May the Seth didn't see this. We begin part from now. That's why Tosis didn't ask the solution around Seth. He knew the Tosis. It's okay. We're going to see this. That's why the Tosis went, remember, Gabi Lachmo. The other thing is the Tosis went all the way to Tsubas Meid Al-Tes Kakashim. He has a Kasha sitting in front of him on the page. And before Shikamaru, how to deal? Tenali. So what are you going all the way from? How about Tenali Gomorrah, the next piece of Gomorrah, also before Ish? So can you see this? Because Tosis knew the Torah on Rashi. He knew what Rashi could answer. He knew that Rashi could answer and say that the din of Shlichus doesn't apply to Yitzhak, because he's not Shulub Al-Mamun. I Schir. Schir doesn't have the problem with Shulub Al-Mamun, because Schir is using Egan and Kirchus. Shulub Al-Mamun is giving all the Kirchus. Big raid. Wait, did Rashi say? But there's a lot of work. So he didn't have to any of these Gemaras, because of all the cases of Mitzia, the Gemara that we learned of Tanali, and the next Gemara that's coming up, which is also Mephorosh, so what Mitzia? What Mitzia you need to be all alone? Rashi only said it's in my heart. We did Tosis ask from, yeah, Murray, you're going to see this? I remember the Ziz guy when I bumped into this, and see this for the first time 40 years ago. It wasn't 40 years ago, it was before that, 3 years before that. Yeah, 44 years ago. I remember the first time I bumped into this and see this, the sweetness of such a Mitzia, so I'm going to see this. Where did Tosis ask from? Yeah, might as well know. Where did Tosis ask from? He asked from Yerma Bachosh, over there, Tachoy. Over there, the classic Torah of Homer. He's like, okay, there, the four planks theorem. He didn't ask from it here, because he knew the Torahs of the Yisrael of the Ra and the Yisrael of the Ra and out. You have to be a Shulchan of Alam Homer. But he is the four planks theorem from Chayv. That's Niflomer. An argument in part. Zarkin deceives. And that also has a Torahs. Why? A whole mice. Now we're going to part two. It's not going to see this. What happened over there? The story over there was that Yerba Hoshi had a loan by somebody who was a Malda, and the gentleman died. And he left over a ship, he left over an arbor. And he wanted to go grab from the Yisrael. It's not going to see this. Over there, there's no problem. Over there, there's a problem with the Malda. It's a Chayv. It's a chayv. But we just said about a chayv Rashi learns, there's no problem with the Balmon because I have a shibut. So okay, how are you going to see this? No. Over there's Vital to the Asmi. Vital to the Asmi, what is Shabbi? It's a ship. I ask me, it's a ship. And Vital to the Asmi, what is Shabbi? I let it go, send the guys and grab it. Yeah, things get very complicated. Terrence says that Akamor and Tsubis was talking about a sheet that holds, that's part of the complication of Akamor and Tsubis. The more they hold it, even though it's all to the Asi Lama Shabbi, but if I grab it and it's by me, there's no problem with all to the Asi Lama Shabbi. I mean, the grabbing it detours around the problem with all to the Asi Lama Shabbi. The grabbing detours around the problem with all to the Asi Lama Shabbi. You hear me, sir? The grabbing detours around the problem with all to the Asi Lama Shabbi. Is that clear?
So
I just thought
it was the Akasha, what could
it be? We've got to get this over here, Russian. You're addressing me. It's the end of the month, that's all right. Yeah? So the story over there was that you're coming to grab it, you can grab it. Because it's a limitation, it's an internal sore over there inside the dinner of the Talsma, the Aspir of Abishabdi. It's true. But the mice, you're allowed to grab this. You have a very weird situation. Right now, you don't have a shiva. Right now you don't have a shibud. So can I see this? That's the teretz. Over there, you can't send the shliach to do it. Because it's not shulchan baal mamon. I actually said b'chayv, there's no problem shulchan baal mamon. That's when you have a shibud. Because you have a shibud. So you have a convincing bialas at school, so it's a chayfitz already. That's what a shibud is. We went smoke out. The Tzvala Kedushin says shibud is a chazik inyan. But over there, where the Tzvala Yasvi lo mishavdi, it's kayyem as that you don't have any rights in it. So Rashi holds over there it's like Mitzia. I can't go send the shliach to go ahead and do an act of tfisa because it's not meshubit, and therefore I can't make a guy a shliach on it without the asir of Mishavdi. I do schia, it's called lacherim. That's very interesting. That Gemara Kiddo was addressing the second problem. Shliach does a berar kathogaret because it's a yashut of all women. So I can I do schia. He's like, I'm with the guy, he's like, I'm with the guy, I'm like, that's the chap of the Nesivis. Therefore, Rashi held that over there, you're not Shulchan Baal Mamon. The only time Rashi said to be a Shulchan Baal Mamon is not by Mitzvah, but you're not Shulchan Baal Mamon, the Yeshivas can't work. Maybe Sphere could work, if not the Chab Lacher. And the case of Yerba Choshu is a case where, albeit it's a Choyib, quote unquote, but there's no Shiva over there. And the Mela over there, Shiva doesn't work, and therefore the Gemara only addresses the problem of Sphere, and that the Gemara says, Chab Lacher, Chab Lacher, Chab Lacher. I'm going further now. Very strange. Well, the Tosis agrees to the Shtikot Torah Shulchan Baal Mamon. What's the Rav that Tosis agrees to the Shtikot Torah Shulchan Baal Mamon? He doesn't ask for Mechujaran's Kasha. And from the fact that he doesn't ask for Mechujaran's Kasha, it means he agrees to the Yisoid that all to go make a Shliach, you have to be a Shulchan Moment. And by Mitzvah, you're not a Shulchan Moment. And by Chayb, you are. So what about that come over there? To tell me the Yasmin of Mishabdi. There's no Shalva, that today there's no Shiva. But don't worry about that Shani. So that's all Shikotar. It's a whole mass of Shikotar. All this is the Nisivis and Rohan and everybody else. Shikotar number one is that the Teres to the Ran's Kasha is because when Mitzi you can't make a Shikotar for a moment and Mitzi is not like Hefker. Shikotar number two is that's why Teres didn't ask the Kasha. Shikotar number three is he only said it by Choyit because Bakari had a Shibut. Shikotar number four is that Bayer Bachoshi was a Tantali Asher Lev Shabdi. So over there, you don't have a Shibut, and therefore there is a problem of we go back to the problem of Shulchan Aruch Mormon. Atkan, the Shtikotar and the Nesivos. 1 second. So I'm asking, it's a major problem. Ali Tzitzis agrees to the whole Shtikotar. What's the problem that Tzitzis agrees to the whole Shtikotar? Because he doesn't ask the Chidush Aran's Kasha. So he knew that there was the Yisoyed for Shulchan Aruch Mormon A. He knew that there was the Yisoyed for Shulchan Aruch Mormon A. And B, he also agreed that, and it wasn't said by Mitzia, that's not, that's right, he didn't ask from there. And he understood that Rashi only said it's brought by Chayim. And the only reason why Rashi said it by Chayim was why? Because you have a Shibur. Because if you have a Shibur, that doesn't apply over there. But if Talti Yashmi Dhamma Shibur, if Tesis knew the whole Shtiko Torah, he knew that it's wrong with Talti Yashmi Shabi. He didn't ask for Mitzvah because Mitzvah is not kosher for a moment. And he understood that Rashi only said, means he understood the Rashi. Rashi only said it's brought by Chayim, we have a Shibur. If Talti have a Shibur, that's not called the Ramah for a moment. So then what's this Kasher here in Bachoshi? Here in Bachoshi is Talti Yashmi Dhamma Shabi. You don't have a Shibur. So, however, what you have to say is that Hagam that Tosis agreed to the whole Shtikot Torah. He agreed to the whole Shtikot Torah, but we want machinery. He agreed to the whole Shikotar. Rumi agreed to the whole Shikotar. He doesn't ask from the Gemara. He understands the whole Shikotar and Torah. But now begins another one of the Shishayla. What's the reason why you're called the Baal Mamon? And the Nesivis understood that the reason why you're called the Baal Mamon is because you have a Shibut. And the Shibut gives you rights to the object, and therefore you're called the Baal Mamon. And the man that there's no problem with the Baal Mamon, you can make the guy a Shtich. And that's why the Nesivis answers that in the case of the Arab Achoshi, where the Dalton the Ashur of the Shabbat is no problem. It could very well be, and this Sefer doesn't address it, brother. And the Sefer is focusing, Kofes and Kofes, by Rachov and Gedolah, on answering Shitas Rashi with the opinion that I said, with a few creation. It could very well be that it's only another Sekira. What's the reason why Rachov is called Yod Balmon? There's no problem with Shul Balmon. Why is the reason that you can bring the Shulah over there? Because it's a Shibut, in which case the Nesivis is good, that in the case of Yerub Bachoshi where it was a Shibut, was without the Ashur of the Shabbi, so you don't have rights to it. But it's very possible that Tosis agreed to the whole Shtikot Torah with one Knech. He learned that the reason why Bachoshi is no problem of Shul Ramon is because you have a schus, you have the right to grab it. Not like Ramon Tzibur, you don't have the right to grab it. Exactly, anybody can take it, because nobody's blocking you. Although the Gemara over there has a tzad, then you can send the guy to grab it. I have a talti asher on Mishabi, but if I say that I grab it, there's nothing but talti asher on Mishabi. You owe me the money. And here began a very anal l'shaiva. What do I need to uproot the din of Shul Ramon? I need to have a shibud in it? If I need to have a shibud in it, that's what Rashi held. So Rashi said as well, only by choyb where I have a shibud. What will be if I have a choyb that doesn't have a shibud? I have a choyb by you, but I don't have a shibud. For the case of talti asher on Mishabi, because you have a choshi. So then there's a power Shul Ramon. So about your other shibud, it belongs to the Yisayim. You want to go operate, you want to go function on the chesed that belongs to the Yisayim. You don't have to go along. But if I say that the gather is a gather, why my chayv is different, it's not because I have a shibud in it. Now the point is about I'm the malva and I can use my ischus malva to grab the zach. I have rights in your zach to grab it. Called mine, I didn't grab it at all. It's not a shubit, by the way, but I can do a tfisa. En als zij weten dat het vies is, dat ze gewoon weer zelfs in zoek is, dan opvoeden ze binnen betaald die actie van de schade. That's enough, but I don't need his rights. I don't need his agreement. I don't need his shlichus to go put on the grave, because I have a right to grab it. And the right that I have to grab it is enough, even though I don't have a shibud. And that itself could be the machlekes between Tosfos and the Rashi, that everyone agrees, A, that there's a problem for the shulchan aruch moment, and everybody agrees that if you don't have a problem for shulchan aruch moment, that's why a shlichus will help take care of the problem Tosfos and Bachar. Just the question is, why is chayiv different? Is chayiv different because I have a shibud? In which case, I'm told that the asmi is a chayiv, there's no shibud over there, which is, by the way, the brilliance of the terrors of all the achrayim. All the bad is, Tosfos made the split, we didn't ask from the Chiddush Yerushalmi, he asked from the Tzir, we only asked from chayiv. It could be he holds, because if Rashi's correct, then I can understand that chayiv is different, because whenever you have rights to grab something, that itself requires, I don't have to have his shlichus to go operate in his chayiv, because I have a unilateral right to go ahead and toil in his chayiv, and appoint shluchim on the zach. My right to grab the zach gives me right to make a shlichus for the grabbing. No, you don't see that. You don't have a schus to grab it. What is this? The other guy's not. Who removed the barrier to take it. You don't have a right to grab that schus mamonis that you have. So yeah, schus mamonis, the ultimate money, have a schus to make a thesis. That's why the Chayra of Altivat Zion, the shtelling effect of this massive machlekes Rashi face, which all the Gedera of Graham said, that's the job. One second.
No, you don't have a schus
mamonis. The wrench in this whole issue is that there's a catastrophe on this. A catastrophe, no, you're right. What's a catastrophe? Do everyone know what a catastrophe is? No. Well, tomorrow night, just jump to tomorrow night. Well, that's great. What's Shrem? This whole presentation is a very different presentation. What could be nicer? What could be better, right? The whole Shikul Tengro, behind the scenes, Gidli, what's going on over here? We're going to learn the right inside of those who believe it's the first round. Our business is gone. So we get to the one the bottom, which will start tomorrow, Mr. Shrem. I'll do a little places tomorrow with the Ramadan, big raid, life-changing raid. But what's the wrench in this whole shtickle terror? A wrench, Amish wrench, which is like not to be believed. There's one wrench. What's the wrench, you know? Where did the Nesivis build his basis for this shita called the Yitvish of the Ramadan? From Taisan Abayan Alpam base. The Taisan Abayan Alpam base was talking about a chayv. Tezer by Alam Pez was talking about a chayiv. I was collecting a chayiv from the guy to the yid. So what's the problem with that moment? If by a chayiv there's no problem with that moment, so what's the problem? Well, it's a catastrophe. This whole shtickle there is beautiful, it's nifl boy, it's gabaldic, there's a split between Mitzia and chayiv, all in the new world of Kedem, it's all shtickle there over here. We created a whole new world for Shul Tzav Alamon. Then we made splits between Hefker, Yirsh, and Chayv. And in Chayv we made a split between Metal to the Asmi and Metal to the Asmi. It's all very nice, but the entire thing doesn't make sense. It's something of a wrench on the whole thing. The whole Yisoyah was based on the Bayanoma base, and the taste of the Bayanoma base was thinking about a case where it was Chayv. And they said you can't operate to go take from the grave because then it was locked. Case where Tosfos said is he said and Mishul Dalmon was a case in Tosfos that I always was talking about a chayiv.
You have a
response to this, right? One second. Is the problem is like this. The kasha is a kushya asuma. I don't know what the teretz is, but I know something else. I know that there's something wrong with that Tosfos over there. Forget about the yisur of Shulchan Aruch. Over there, the guy agreed to pay. So we got the guy agreed to pay. He agreed to pay me. So there's no problem with Havachim over there, right? Them agrees? I have another wrench on that Tosfos over there. Lots of, this is a kasha, I don't want to say. We'll see. But I know there's some sort of piece that we're missing. That case over there, what happened? The guy agreed to pay, he's paying back his way, correct? Well, so you see it. No, there's no Havachim. So there's the Shitosu you mean? Only. Enochanami. Maybe. Yishlaim was a harbi. Yishlaim was a harbi. Tosfos and Halacha by us agreed to the etzim yisoid that chayiv could be different. Tosfos and Halacha agreed to the etzim yisoid that chayiv could be different, correct? And that's why he only is from here and after his mercy. Because that, why is he here about Chosher for? He went to Ksubis. There's a Zinudimus, he is not sure. So Shah is with the Holy Servant, they will say, okay, if I had over there, there's a Shibud, by the way. But the Rubin Sermon, you have a Shibud on the ground. So it's out of point blank steering between all this raid and the face over there. Yesh Lai and Hate, what to say about this? That's enough for today. Okay, let us absorb this. Tomorrow, we're going to see, this is just a teaser for what's coming. Tomorrow we're going to really get into this business with our mom. I ain't.
He didn't answer.